Hello, and welcome to another podcast for Mindful Eating, Healthy Eating for the Mind and Body. Welcome to another podcast. It's been a very long time since I last released a podcast. I've been very busy. I've been very busy working and also preparing for a new chapter for Mindful Eating. For myself, I just wanted to share that recently I went away to a country that people wouldn't really go to, which was Poland. I went there for 3 days and it was a relaxing time. I didn't go on my own. I went with a friend of mine, and it was basically a chance to mentally unwind. I think with ourselves as human beings, it's important to travel. Travel enlightens us. It gives us an idea to sort of like broaden our horizons. It motivates us. It empowers us. So traveling is something that I think should be encouraged. Obviously, if you are on a budget and you don't want to spend too much, plan ahead, you know, plan ahead to see how you can enjoy the experience on a small budget. But we went there, and basically we went there just quite recently this month. And it was quite a wonderful experience. I put some shorts on my YouTube channel. You can have a look at that. Of you know, basically the room that we stayed in and stuff like that, and a few clips of, you know, one or two videos. But mindful eating for myself, like I said, is going from strength to strength. I'm still planning some ideas how to even expand the business even further, but the main focus of this particular episode is to encourage everyone to broaden your mindset. Even as I said, with traveling, when you travel to other countries, you're going into a different realm, in a sense that you're traveling into a different atmosphere, and you'll be able to grab whatever's going on there. For myself, I try to remain positive most days. Even when you're overly busy, overly doing a lot, you need to reboot your mind. You need to think of ways to say, well, you know, I need to sort of plan and reevaluate. And whilst we were there, we were able to visit some of their places of history. While we were there, we were able to go out and get nice food to eat. So I think that, you know, when you're in positive environments, it motivates you to think positively about your circumstances, your situation. And then if you are in a bit of a dump where you find that things are not moving for you, you know, take time out to travel. Depending on where you want to go, whether it be if you're based in the Americas, if you want to travel to the Caribbean, if you want to travel even to Europe, you know, plan ahead, you know, set a budget for yourself, set a decision to say how much you're going to spend on that trip and how long you're going to stay there for. Find the right place to go and stay, because where we stayed, it basically gave us a chance to sort of like, we were more near the city center, so it was a vibrant area. Don't go and stay somewhere where it's all secluded and you can't get access to taxis and stuff like that. I mean, this is you know, common sense. And basically focusing your mind on the right people. Obviously, where we went, as I said, Poland, most people from there, they don't speak English. English is not their first language. But most of them, if you ask them a question, they're willing to speak to you. Some of them, the English wasn't that great, but they did take the time to respond where possible. So, yes, if you are planning to do anything at all, if you want to reboot yourself at all, pick up yourself and travel. I would advise it for anyone at all who's looking to rejuvenate themselves and focus on something else better for their lives. Travel is important. And after, when you've come back from the traveling, write a journal, set goals for yourself, what you experienced for the traveling, what you plan to do after the traveling. Because I've noticed for myself, when I traveled, you know, there's a difference in how you may see things. Because obviously most of us, we are stuck in a routine every day. You go to work, you come back home, you pay bills, you do this. But, you know, traveling sort of like can, you know, reboot people. and allow people to get a chance to sort of like focus on what it is they really want to do. And it takes a certain level of mindset to do that, because people sometimes they would procrastinate and think, well, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough this. There are lots of ways now that you can pay for your travel. You can try a payment plan. You can look at other options where you can buy now and pay later. So I would say, you know, don't limit yourself. Always look for ways to do different things. You know, it's very, very important. So just wanted to share this with my listeners. I haven't disappeared off of mindful eating. It's still there. I will continue to share more information about my podcast and everything that's going on there. And I just want to take the time to thank everyone for taking the time to listen. Please stay tuned for more podcasts. But the basis of this podcast is, today's podcast is to say that, you know, traveling is important. It increases our mental capacity. It increases our health, our mental health. It increases our physical health. As when you travel as well, you come up from a different atmosphere you were in into a more positive atmosphere, because every country we travel to has different atmospheres. So I would say for anyone at all, if you're looking to wanting to travel, take the time to do so. Don't put it off. And if you are on a budget, plan ahead so that you know you can do it at a specific time. I just want to thank everyone for listening today for Mindful Eating. Please have a great day, and thank you for listening.